My wife was feeling weird. She complained about her breast being swollen and sore. She felt lightheaded, got sick kind of the other morning. Really tired, too. And her boss said, "You sound like you're pregnant." And the last time my wife and I had sex was before my hip surgery, because I haven't been able to do it since then. And that was about 6 weeks ago. So in theory, she could be pregnant. She certainly could. But we did a pregnancy test, and unfortunately, no baby.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You're so sad.
I mean, we weren't planning on it, and she doesn't want one, but I figure half the time she forgets to take the pill on time.
Yeah, I was going to ask you a question about that when you guys could have supposedly conceived. I know you guys aren't actively, like, trying to have a baby,
but are you not trying either? We're not trying. It's weird. Like, we take the pill, so okay. Like, I guess we take a form of birth control, but we're not trying to have a kid right now. I mean, I want to. She's playing goalie. I'm like, pull the goalie. Let's see if we can score. But, you know, she wants to wait a couple of years.
Yeah.
So either way, just kind of wondering, how did you find out that you were pregnant? Because we found out we are not.
Garrett says, tell Joe to have his wife use a dollar store test. They're what the doctors use. That's interesting. Well, the dollar store ones?
Why wouldn't a good one be the same?
Yeah.
Katie on the Joe and Alex show, you found out 9 weeks later?
Yes. So I went to my chiropractor and I was having a lot of pain and my breast hurt. I felt sick. And he couldn't even touch me. He said, go to the hospital, you know, something's not right. So then they thought, you know, oh, you're probably pregnant. And they sent me to, they did a bunch of tests, blood tests, urine tests, I mean, everything. They sent me to a surgeon to see, like, about exploratory surgery to see what was going on. He sent me to my gynecologist for cysts. I mean, I was back and forth everywhere. Nobody could tell me I was pregnant. I scheduled the surgery for exploratory, and maybe 2 weeks before that, my boss at work said, you have to be pregnant. There's something wrong. I took a test at home, and I was it finally showed up that I was pregnant.
So his wife could be pregnant, though, and that one test was wrong, because a lot of people are saying that she needs to go to the doctor because those tests are wrong a lot of times.
Right.
Ooh,
where did you get the test from?
I don't know. She bought it. You're asking the wrong guy. I mean,
I'm sure it was Walgreens.
Like the store. Yeah, like a convenience store. We didn't just have somebody hand it out to us.
You got it out of a white van in an alley.
Yeah, so it was like, hey, two for 10. Who wants this? Hey, thank you for calling in. Let's go to, is this Angel? Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
One of the things that you might want to consider is when you read the stuff, the pregnancy hormone's actually more prominent in your first urine, and with it being only 6 weeks, that might be when she needs to test rather than in the evening.
So you still think, even though it said she did this in the evening, like the afternoon when she got home around 6 or 7.
Yeah, somebody said morning pee is the best pee. What is that?
Well, it feels good for sure for a
you
guy.
You play that R. Kelly again or no?
No. We're done with the R. Kelly stuff. So you're saying she might be pregnant, just not showing up.
Yeah. And like the lady said before, sometimes a lot of times you get false negatives.
Wow.
Joe, can she come in on Monday morning, be late for work, this time Monday, take a test? Please, please, please. Do you think you can convince her?
I don't know. I'll try calling.
Take another one?
I'll try getting her on speakerphone in just 1 second. 317-239-1009. Also, Joe and Alex show on our Twitter.
Mario was confused like I was. He said, at Joe Pesh Radio, you have to have sex for your wife to get pregnant.
like we didn't actually do anything.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if I can actually get her up on the phone real quick and
Carissa
see.
Carissa says at Joan Alex Show on Twitter, it will happen one day, Joe. So she's being supportive. More and more people are saying, oh, she's just ovulating. She may not be pregnant, but she's ovulating. A lot of people saying, take another test. I mean, there it is.
She's probably going to pick up because she knows I'm talking right now.
That's
about
what
this.
She knows. Maybe she's bummed out too. She may not be ready
to
talk
about it. No,
she
was happy. She's like, we're not ready for a kid.
Yeah, Jessica says, make sure she takes it first pee in the morning. That's a better result. Sometimes people need blood drawn. Boob swollen and hurting is a very good sign of pregnancy. Sometimes tests put out false positives. So it looks like a pretty unanimous from other women who have gotten pregnant. Like, that's what you need to do. Morning pee, one, and number two, take another test. Or get blood drawn.
All right. Well, I guess we'll have to try some of those and see what happens.
Who's
right there.
Who's a nurse that can draw blood in the studio Monday morning?
Wait, I don't think my wife hates needles as it is. I don't think she's actually going to let us do something
well,
like that.
Well, if she gets pregnant, blood. She's going to have to get over hating needles.
Well, no, she'll do that. But like, do you think you really think that we're going to convince her to come on in and actually draw blood like that?
You're her husband. You convince her.
I certainly will try because she's not picking up. I'm trying to call her right now on the phone.
Isn't that possible? Can a nurse come in or something or a doctor and... We should be able to make something like that happen, maybe.
We got to check Lindsay's insurance information.
Did your insurance cover radio station pregnancy tests?
I know our insurance doesn't cover a pregnancy, so there's that.